This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The seven U.S. prisoners of war who were found yesterday in Iraq said they were moved repeatedly during their captivity. The POWs were at first kicked and beaten by their Iraqi captors, but eventually they were treated more humanely. As they were flown from Iraq to Kuwait yesterday for medical treatment, the POWs told the story of their captivity to reporters from the Washington Post and the Miami Herald. NPR's Christopher Joyce spoke this morning with Miami Herald reporter Juan Tamayo.
They looked surprisingly well. Three of them were wounded, had gunshot wounds. The most serious one, I think, was Shoshana Johnson. She had taken a bullet through both ankles. One of the others, Hernandez, had taken a bullet in the arm, and Hudson had taken three bullets, two in the ribs and one in the back, but he seemed to be pretty normal. There were no sort of bandages on him, etc. And mentally, they were far better than I would have expected them to be. They were rather positive. I wouldn't say quite upbeat, but they were certainly in generally good shape. I think there were a few moments there where they broke down. Some of them started sobbing. There were obviously parts of that experience that they didn't want to remember. They looked tired. Some of them had a kind of a distant stare. But overall, I was surprised at how well they had borne up, actually.
Did they describe their ordeal at all? Any details of what the conditions were like when they were held captive?
Yes, they did. They all spoke quite freely. They described their conditions at the beginning. I think at the moment of capture, all of them, virtually all of them, said their conditions improved as they were handed up the chain to authorities. For the first 15 days, they were held in what they believed to be Baghdad, in a regular prison with separate cells. In fact, some of them were put with empty cells in between them to make sure that they would not communicate. After 15 days, I guess, there was an attack, U.S. attack in the area. An American bomb fell very nearby, and they started to be moved very rapidly. I think they said six times in 6 days, and eventually they wound up in the house from which they were rescued about 3 days earlier, 2 days earlier. They said that they were fed the same food that their guards were fed. They all received medical treatment. They had been given one pair of striped pajamas. They looked like sort of hospital pajamas. And the treatment sort of got better, as I said, after they were handed over to the higher authorities.
Did they talk at all about the behavior of their captors? It seems as if, as time passed, their treatment got a little better, and that even some of their captors were saying that they might even help them.
I think in the end there's a report that their guards were abandoned by their officers, and it was the guards who then went out and got the Marines to come in and sort of rescue them. There are other versions that it was actually villagers who got the Marines there. They told us that the guards who kept them for the last 3 days had in fact reached into their own pockets and paid for food and medicines for the prisoners. So they were quite friendly with them. And in fact, one of them told me that as the Marines went into the house where they were being held and rescued them, he told the Marines to take good care of the guards because the guards had taken good care of them. Shoshana Johnson also told us that one of the doctors who had treated her had said to her that they were treating her well to make sure that the American public understood that the Iraqis had some humanity, as she put it. So I think after the initial moment of capture, they received what appears to have been fairly good treatment.
What was the first thing that they said they wanted to do on getting back home?
They all wanted to meet with their families, to see their children, you know, see their wives again, mostly family related. I think it was Sergeant Riley who said that he just wanted to go somewhere that where there was no shooting, someplace safe and relaxed.
Did any of them talk about the kinds of things that they did or thought about to keep themselves going during this difficult time?
I think, you know, a lot of them talked about thinking about their families, the birthdays that they might miss. I think that was the main sort of part of it was the references to the family, the people that they miss, the brothers, the sisters, parents, their own wives and children.
Miami Herald reporter Juan Tamayo, who spoke this morning with NPR's Christopher Joyce.